However, you will still find genetically modified food in this country. Okay, as I said, the cheese is still there, funnily enough. Okay, and although we don't import GM maize or soya into this country, we do import processed food from America. Okay, and if it contains corn or soya, okay, most often as a soya is used in many products because the fat from soya, soya lecithin, okay, is an excellent emulsifying agent. That means it enables you to mix oils and waters together. Okay. So if you have a soya product coming from America, okay, then it will almost certainly contain products from GM soya, similarly light corn syrup. Now I would argue, okay, that neither light corn syrup nor soya lecithin contains any DNA. Okay, it's purified product, and so it's not genetically modified in any real sense. Okay, it's the same lecithin as you would get from an unmodified plant, the same corn syrup you would get from an unmodified plant. But that's a somewhat that's a position which I hold, but not everybody holds that. Okay. So these GMOs that we were talking about contained different genes. Okay. So the GM yeast had a cow chymosin gene. That was what we made the cheese from. The GM tomato had an altered polygalactouronase gene. Don't worry about that. It gave different sorts of cell walls to the tomatoes. Okay. The GM maize has a toxin gene from a bacterium which kills off insects. The GM soya is resistant to the weed killer glyphosate. Okay, it has an enzyme in it, which means it can degrade glyphosate, and therefore glyphosate is harmless to it. All these different organisms have different genes. They've been modified in different ways. Okay, but people lump them all together. Is that fair, I wonder? So what are the health concerns of eating GM food? And as I say, there's only one that you can be eating, and that's the cheese, if you don't buy American products. Okay? Well, people's concern was that GM foods, right, would contain poisonous things or things which gave you allergies, toxins or allergens. Okay? No one has ever shown that this takes place, but this is a fear. Okay? In other words, that the toxin or the allergen might be the result of adding the gene. It might be the direct result of adding the gene. Okay? Also, adding the gene may disrupt the complicated interaction between genes and the environment inside the plant, so that by accident the plant produces a new toxin or an allergen. Again, never been shown to take place, but... And again, because some of these manipulations involve genes for antibiotic resistance, there is a fear that those antibiotic resistance genes will escape from your plant and move into the microorganisms in your gut, okay, and that you will then have potentially organisms in your gut which you cannot kill with an antibiotic, right? If they are pathogenic. Those are the health concerns. And as I say, there is no firm scientific evidence that any of these have taken place, but they are all possibilities. So how do people treat the safety of GM food? We can say that the English attitude has been to take up a precautionary principle. That is to say, we don't know whether these foods will be bad for us or not, but at this point we are not prepared to eat them. Okay, we will take the precaution of not eating them. Essentially, the supermarkets don't put them on the shelves, so we can't buy them. In America, that is not the position that is taken. You can buy genetically modified food on every supermarket shelf. So you could look at this and say the Americans are doing a wonderful experiment for the rest of us. Okay, they are eating this stuff, and if in 20 years we find that they are all going to die of some horrible disease, right, then that, you know, they've done the experiment and we were right and they were wrong. Of course, if they're still alive and happy in 20 years, they were right and we were wrong. Okay? But we have taken the precautionary attitude.